Roundtable Podcasts, underwritten by Proctors, the Capital Region's premier performing arts center featuring the best in entertainment from Broadway and around the globe. Proctors.org.
Matthew Burroughs spent 10 years at the CIA's National Intelligence Council, the NIC, analyzing the most pressing challenges facing our world. Most of his work remains classified, but one crucial study that the NIC produces every 4 years is not. The Global Trends Report makes predictions on the long-range future of the world. Global Trends is used by the White House, Pentagon, Department of Homeland Security, the intelligence community, and overseas governments. Burroughs himself has conducted personally with both Presidents George W. Bush and Barack Obama. Of the 5 Global Trends editions produced by the NIC, Burroughs was the principal author of the last 3. In his new book, The Future Declassified, Megatrends That Will Undo the World Unless We Take Action, Burroughs expands the most recent Global Trends report into a full-length narrative. And it's a great pleasure to welcome Matthew Burroughs to the roundtable. Thank you very much for being with us. I appreciate it.
Well, thanks for having me.
I am curious as to what it is about this information that makes it declassified in the sense of makes it so important that it is dispensed to the world.
The title is something that the publisher chooses. And I think to emphasize my intelligence background. But I think the material itself is not classified, and the NIC's work is not, Global Trends work has never been classified, and we actually thought it beneficial to go outside and to gather opinions really about trends and to vet the document actually before it was published. You know, we all need to have some idea of the future to operate in the present. And the thing I have found that people have found the most useful with the product is it provides a mental framework for thinking about the futures. You know, the study is broken down into what are certainties, what are these mega trends that are happening, where we have a lot of confidence that they're going to continue, what are the real uncertainties, and then what are the possibilities for different futures. Obviously, that doesn't mean you can predict that in 5 years, this on this precise date, that this will have happened, but it gives you an idea of how the developments could unfold and what you need to do in order to deal with those futures.
What you get an idea of is that often good things can lead to bad things. So if you say that one of the trends is the rapid growth of an increasingly healthy, prosperous, and global middle class, which in and of itself seems like a good thing, you say, okay, but then it's stressing the resources and challenging the governments, and there isn't enough to go around. So how do you then take the next step and deal with that issue?
Well, I think the next step is one thing for governments to begin to think about what the problem on resources are, you know, what technologies particularly you can employ for dealing with it. I mean, I see my work a lot now. I'm in the private sector at the Atlantic Council as actually connecting those communities up, because in many ways government can't provide the answer, but you can get communities together who really will work on those problems. And that's the challenge now is to put those communities together in time actually to meet the challenge.
So you write in the book about climate change, of course, and a major global issue. So as you look at it, and as the report indicates, it's a serious problem. It could have devastating impacts, especially in the poorest regions of our world, if action is not taken right away. There is no major sign that action is being taken. So how do we deal with that in planning for the future? And how do we ultimately wake all of the world up and say, this is something that you have to address?
Well, I think one thing by talking about it is how you wake up people, and also bringing to bear, you know, what is happening in these places. I mean, if you're sitting in a place like most of us are, in which, you know, the climate is changing somewhat, but not to a devastating degree. That's a different case from if you're sitting really on the edge of a volcano, which, you know, I believe is the case in some parts of Africa. So in that case, I think, you know, mobilizing. I do think that we have made progress. I mean, if you look at how national security is defined, it's much broader. It's looking at climate change. The Pentagon spends quite a bit of time looking at climate change. You have the president also trying to think about measures that he can take. And there is, you know, an international effort underway. I totally agree that I think there's a greater urgency than a lot of people appreciate. The non-state sector has actually been the ones that have stepped up to the plate, but there's probably a limit without some broader support limit to what they can do.
With this information, and a rather provocative way to end the book, you lay out four fictional paths that would get us to the year 2030 with storylines and characters that you have imagined leading us to a new world, whether that's better or worse, depends on the scenario. What led you to go down that path and to look at the future and to bring us to 2030 and what the possibilities could be?
Well, one thing I wanted to, you know, there are two good scenarios in that and there are two bad. So one thing I wanted to underline is that the future doesn't have to be bad. There actually can be better futures. I think we have a tendency, maybe particularly in government, just to think about how change is going to be disruptive and how it's going to be bad. The second thing in writing them as stories where you have real characters in them, I think, you know, stories are a way that we learn. We like to learn, I think, that way. It's, you know, if you can identify with characters, if you can see how in a kind of an everyday sense that it could lead to these momentous events, I think that you actually get a better understanding. And what I wanted to get across is that, you know, the future is just not a linear projection of what we have now. Things could go in a very bad way. I think a lot of people may understand that a little bit. I mean, we've had some, since actually the time I was writing the book, I mean, we've had some really bad things happening in the Middle East and also in Russia, Ukraine. So we have a sense that it could be much worse. But stories are to help tell, you know, what are those very bad futures, how would we get there, and then equally on the other side, how do you get to a better future?
You write a lot about China and its place in our future and in the world's economy, and because of reasons you just mentioned of hotspots across the world, China isn't always directly on our radar.
I think it is on... It is on the radar in government a lot. I mean, because it is such a large factor now. I mean, it's led this whole rise of developing countries. You know, we also have ambivalence about it because on the one hand, I mean, you know, it's an authoritarian state still. Somehow that goes against, I mean, what we thought was the case. It had to be real... democracies or much more liberal regimes where you saw this spectacular growth. And then it presents, because it is such a big country, it presents difficulties within the region. You have a lot of other countries around it that are concerned about the rise or looking increasingly to the U.S. And then on a global level, I mean, we need China. I mean, you know, we saw after the 2008 financial crisis that, you know, they were ones that President Bush had to Washington as part of the G20 to try to stem the slide.
Well, the book is fascinating. It is entitled The Future Declassified: Megatrends That Will Undo the World Unless We Take Action. It's published by Palgrave Macmillan. Matthew Burroughs, thank you very much for spending time and sharing your expertise with us this morning. I greatly appreciate it.
Well, thank you so much.
Thank you. Again, the title of the book is The Future Declassified. It is published by Palgrave Macmillan. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.